shit, man, it's that hello shit. When you see your friends, hang out and tell them shit. I reminisce and try hard not to miss all the good times. I got your best interests in mind.
We rise, alone we all fall. My comrade lyrically, we've seen it through it all. You shed in our victories and ease on the fall. For all those who know me, I hope you know well. I'm not one to forget, I know that you helped. And I work with, thanks for sharing your strengths. You who laughed when I was happy all cried at my pain. Without you I'm nothing, you're part of the dream. Thank you for giving, supporting the team. For the gods that in beats, you kept me on track. And all those who love me, I love you right back.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
My ears are battered and burnt, and I have just learned I have been listening to the wrong radio station. My mind has been brutalized, no, the pain can't be disguised. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I was beginning to believe that all black men were bad men, and white men would reign again. I was beginning to believe that I was a mindless drugs freak that couldn't control my sanity or my sexuality. I was beginning to believe that I couldn't believe in nothing except nothing, and all I ever wanted to do was get you and do you. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. My future has been blighted, I am so short-sighted. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I was beginning to not trust me, in fact, I wanted to arrest me. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been dancing to music that I can't stand. I've been reciting commercials to my girlfriends. I've been trying to convince myself that what I really need is a sunbed and a mortgage and some hairspray, the kind of hairspray that will wash my grey blues away. I've been trying to convince myself that I shouldn't care about anyone else but myself. I've been trying to convince myself that I could ease my conscience if I gave a few pence or a few cents to a starving baby in Africa. Because African babies need me so. Because African babies need my favors. Because Africa is full of dictators, and oh yeah, globalization will bring salvation. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. Yeah. My neighbors form the axis of evil. I wanna go kill people. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. Hey, I was sure I didn't inhale, so why is my mind going stale? I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I was beginning to believe that all Muslims are terrorists and Christian terrorists didn't exist. I really did believe that terrorism couldn't be done by governments, not our governments, not white governments. I just could not see what was wrong with me. I gave hungry people hamburgers, you see. I was beginning to believe that our children were better than their children. Their children were dying from terrorism, but I couldn't hear their children call. And a child from Palestine simply didn't count at all. What despair! No children, I was not aware. I have been listening to Raw Radio Station. For years I've been sedated. Now I think I'm educated. I've been listening to the Raw Radio Station. And every time time I got ill, I took the same little white pill. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. When it started, I was curious, but then it got so serious. It was cool when it began, but now I really hate Iran. Look at me now, I wanna make friends with Pakistan. I wanna bomb Afghanistan, and I need someone to tell me, where the hell is Kurdistan? Yeah, you can be my ally for a while, until I come to bomb your child. And I'm sure there's a continent called the Middle East, and I think I can bomb my way to peace. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been listening to the wrong jams. I've been listening to the wrong beats. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been listening to the wrong tones from the wrong zones. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been listening to the wrong voices. I made the mad choice. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been listening to lies. I've been listening to spies. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I needed to know what some pop star somewhere was having for breakfast. I needed to know that I was no longer working class. I needed to know if the stock market rose 1%. I needed to know that I had a ruler to give me confidence. I needed to know that my life would improve loads if I had an operation on my nose. I needed to hear that DJ say, he was there just for me. I loved the way that he would say, this show was sponsored by, oh my, oh my. He made me cry. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. Can you dig this? I put myself on a hit list. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I used to take myself for granted. Now I believe I'm wanted. I'm laughing and I'm crying because I'm watching myself die. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. Listen to it. Can you hear? Listen to me. Keep this frequency clear!
Fret not, you are not listening to the wrong station. You are listening to the right station. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. It's Thursday, it's 6 o'clock, so it's Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. Welcome to another Thursday. It's, what, now the middle of April nearly? And we have snow. It's snowing up at UBC. I'm very disgruntled by this spring Vancouver. You need to sort it out and get some sunshine and some warm breezes and no more rain. We just heard a great man called Benjamin Zephaniah. He is a British Jamaican Rastafarian writer and dub poet from Birmingham, England. I love that song. He touches on a lot of different issues, which I really like and what we always like here at Are You Aware? If you guys are new listeners to Are You Aware? We play songs that have a positive social justice message, or we highlight artists that have been involved in some philanthropic endeavours or social justice issues. We try to celebrate the music that and profile musicians that take the positive route of action over apathy. And Benjamin Zephaniah is definitely one of those peoples. He's a well-known figure in contemporary English literature and was included in the Times list of Britain's top 50 post-war writers in 2008. He's an honorary patron of the Vegan Society, Viva, Vegetarians International Voice for Animals. He's also been involved in the Anti-Racism Newham Monitoring Project, as well as the Tower Hamlets at at Antawa Hamlets Summer University. He's hugely into animal rights, and in 2004 he wrote the foreword to Keith Mann's book From Dusk Till Dawn, An Insider's View of the Growth of the Animal Liberation Movement. So all you vegetarians out there, or you animal lovers, you should check out that book. And that book was sort of around the animal liberation front and the growth of it from, I suggest, the late 50s, early 60s and into the 70s. In August 2007, he announced that he would be launching the Animal Liberation Project alongside People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, which is a huge international organisation. Now, usually known as PETA, and it does a lot of work around protecting animal rights all throughout the world and different industries as well. He's also spoken in favour of the British Republic and the disestablishment of the Crown. So I assume that he probably won't be watching the royal wedding that the rest of the world will be glued to next week. We're going to keep the music going this week. I spoke a lot last week, so I wanted to let the music have a bit of a time chatting, but I do also have some interesting information later on around the Serengeti and what's going on there and how we need to help the people that are trying to protect that. But in the meantime, this is a band that I wanted to play for you guys last week when I did my Japan special on bands that are supporting Japan by doing benefit concerts. This band's a pretty famous Scottish band, and it's not U2. So just in case anyone thought we're about to play U2, this is actually a band that was formed in 1982. It became huge in the 90s and has put out some really amazing albums. This song that I'm taking from Screamadelica, which was their third studio album and their first to be a commercial success. They're pretty much known as one of the mainstays of the jazz trip-hop, sort of pop, British movement of the late 90s/early 90s. And without further ado, I'm going to just let them groove you out. This is Primal Scream with their song Don't Fight It, Feel It, and you're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Oh,
What do you think the internet should be? Fast? Open? Reliable? A network that is diverse, free, and allows an equal exchange of ideas? This point of view is often challenged by monopolies in the media, as well as by decisions made on issues such as internet openness and usage-based billing. Without question, these decisions have an immense impact on consumers, socially and economically. Let's admit it, the internet has become an essential part of our lives. That's where we come in. OpenMedia.ca is here to ensure that the decisions regarding the internet are fair and citizen-friendly. OpenMedia.ca is a national, nonpartisan, nonprofit organization. We advocate for a media communication system that adheres to the principles of access, choice, diversity, innovation, and openness. Our organization provides resources for volunteer organizers, collaboration tools, and leadership development. We engage, we educate, we empower. For more information, visit openmedia.ca, saveournet.ca, or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Thank you.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I hope these tunes are warming up this miserable Thursday in mid-April. I know I've been bitching and I'll continue to bitch until there's some sunshine because, quite frankly, Vancouver, this is ridiculous. It's springtime, or for God's sake. We just heard The Knife, who are a great Swedish musical duo. They formed in 1999, and the group consists of siblings Karen and Dietriche. I don't even want to say it. Karen and Olof, they're siblings. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say their last name because I embarrass myself enough on this radio show. They also run their own record company called Rapid Records. They have appeared in public wearing Venetian masks. I think they like to sort of keep a pretty low profile, and they rarely cooperate with the media or the mainstream music scene. Until 2006, they didn't even perform live concerts, so they were very, very secretive. They won a Grammys Award as Best Pop Group of the Year in 2003, so the Grammys is obviously the Swedish equivalent of the Grammy Awards. However, they didn't attend that award ceremony. They actually boycotted it. And instead of them going, they sent two representatives of the Gorilla Girls. And the Gorilla Girls actually had the number 50 written on their costumes as a protest against male dominance in the music industry. So I tried to find out what or who these Gorilla Girls are. And they're actually an anonymous group of radical feminist artists. And they're established in New York City in 1985. They've been around for quite some time now. They're known for their posters, books, billboards, appearances, and other creative forms of culture jamming. And the group aims to expose discrimination and corruption. If you want to know more about the Gorilla Girls, it's Gorilla like in War Gorilla. So that's www.gurilla.com. And I realized, I'm so sorry, I haven't been on my Facebook group page for quite some time. And you know what? I know we always give you out these great websites to find out more information about all this cool stuff. And you know what? We should start putting it up on the Facebook. I'm saying we because usually, again, if you're a new person to the show, I usually have a fine fellow of the name of Christian Ratcliffe on my show as a co-host. But unfortunately, he's taking a leave of absence for a couple of months, and hopefully we'll get him back for the summertime, if not before. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to try as hard as I can to put up all these websites on our Facebook group. You can find us if you go to the CITR website and you check out the different shows. All our information is there to email us, to forward us anything that you want us to play on the radio. I noticed that someone, a group on Facebook, actually sent us something, so I will be checking them out. Thank you for sending it. I'm sorry I haven't gotten it to it sooner, but I've been a little bit lax with my Facebooking. But I promise I'll try and put up as much of these cool websites as possible. In the middle there, we had Basement Jacks, another band that's been supporting the Japan Benefit Relief that's been going on. All these concerts around the world have been happening to support the Japanese people in their plight to rebuild their country after the devastating earthquake of last month. And the anniversary was actually on Monday. It's been a month since that happened and the tsunami that followed. Basement Jacks actually played a show at the Hacienda, which is in Manchester, and is a pretty famous venue. There's a great film that was on the other night, actually, 24-Hour Party People, and it's all about the rise of British music, and especially electronic music, in the late 80s and early 90s. And the Hacienda was a great home for many amazing artists of that time, including the Happy Mondays and Joy Division, and a bunch of other great bands. So the Basement Jacks, they've started in Brixton in 1994, and they actually named themselves after the night that they held, which was called Basement Jacks as well. And that was held at a variety of venues, so I'd say it was a night that moved around quite a lot. Scars is their fifth studio album, and it was released in September 2009. One of the members of Basement's Jax was being interviewed by the Rolling Stone Australia, and they named the album Scars after he was mugged for his bicycle in Brixton in 2008, which is a little scary. He says he wasn't badly hurt, but it scared him, and he says it's probably one of the scariest moments of my life. Scars are the things that stay with you, and that incident definitely gave me one. So to... I guess to embrace the fear, they named that their latest album Scars. But we're going to shift gears a little bit now. We're actually going to be putting on some famous Canadian female artists in the next little bit. First up, we've got the band Metric. They formed in Toronto in 1998, so they've been around for quite some time. Fantasies was released last year. The Yellowbird Project, which is what they're involved in, we talk about that a lot. That's that T-shirt design company that artists go and design T-shirts and then choose a charity that they would like all the proceeds to go to. Metric chose Music Counts, which is a Canadian charity promoting musical education across Canada. Their mission is to ensure that schools across Canada, regardless of their socioeconomic background, are able to provide a comprehensive musical education program for all their students. Initiatives of Music Counts includes grants and scholarships to help support music education. And since 1977, more than 3.5 million has been donated and put towards this great cause. So if you want to know more, I'll try and put it up by the weekend, these Music Count websites or the Yellowbird Project website, so you guys can go check that out. Their fourth album was actually, I Tell a Lie, not released last year, but the year before in 2009. They were shortlisted for the 2009 Polaris Music Prize for Canadian Album of the Year, and they won the Alternative Album of the Year at the 2010 Juno Awards and Group of the Year. And they're playing at Squamish. So if you guys have got your tickets, lucky enough to have your tickets for Squamish, go check out and support the Canadian music that's playing there. I think Chaos is playing there as well as Metric. So this is from their album of a few years ago, and the song is called Gold Gun Girls. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Thank you. a message for students from Elections Canada.
If you want to vote right away, you can. A special ballot allows you to vote immediately at a local Elections Canada office, or you can mail in your ballot. You must register to vote by special ballot by 6 p.m. April 26th. You need to know the name of your candidate. If you decide to mail your ballot, make sure it gets to Elections Canada on time. You can find details on the website elections.ca or call your local Elections Canada office or the toll-free number 1-800-463-6868.
Like for you on your own, what do you do? Do the walls talk back? Do you still do those things that you do? What you do when I'm around you? I'm around. What's it like for you when you can't sleep at night? Do you hold your breath? Do you count back from 10? Do you cry? Do you count? Do you cry? Do you? Hey, do you like to chit-chat, chit-chat, chit-chat to yourself? Do you try to explain those things you tell me, then convince yourself? Convince yourself. Oh, oh. What's it like for you to fall asleep with all your thoughts? Do you wake up blue or do you just sleep it off? Wipe those eyes, sleep it off, wipe those eyes. Chit chat, chit chat to yourself. Do you try to explain those things you tell me, then convince yourself? Hey, do you like to chit chat, chit chat, chit chat to yourself? Do you try to explain those things you tell me, then convince yourself? Chit-chat, chit-chat, chit-chat. Hey, do you like to chit-chat, 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 chit-chat?
I can't recall just what we said. I won't bring back the words that led to the breaking down and trails of death. Cannot recall. I think I had a sweater on, maybe just a blanket to keep me warm when all the blood was gone. I cannot recall. I see no reason here at sleeping night. I see no reason. Do you? was a noise at all.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Ontario's own Royal Wood with their song Do You Recall from their album of last year, The Waiting. He was actually named iTunes Songwriter of the Year last year, and they've got 5 albums under their belt, so they've been around for quite some time. I actually saw them last year at the Rio Theatre, and while he was talking, the Royal Wood lead singer told us that they actually sponsored a child, the band does, so I thought that was quite a cool little initiative that the band took on for themselves. And yeah, if you've never seen Royal Wood live, check them out, they're awesome. And the woman that was supporting them was actually the girl that we played just before, and that was Hannah Georges from Vancouver with her song Chit Chat from her most recent album, This Is Good, which was released. It was her debut album and it was released last year. She's currently based in Vancouver. She's originally from Newmarket, Ontario, which is quite interesting seeing as most Ontarians usually stay where they are to forge their music career, and most Vancouver or BC people usually go over to Ontario to continue or sort of get higher on that musical echelon, so to speak. So it's interesting that she went the other way. She played in a band with Tom Oxford of Arkells in high school before moving to Victoria to attend university. She released her debut EP, The Beat Stuff, in 2008. And that was actually put out by iTunes, and basically, if you downloaded it from iTunes, all the purchases would go to support Juvenile Diabetes, which is a charity close to George's heart. She actually was longlisted for the 2010 Polaris Music Prize, as well as winning BC's Music Songwriting Competition with her song The Beat Stuff in 2008. So she's quite accomplished, and she is getting a lot of press. So watch out for her getting bigger and better. And then at the start, like I said, we had Metric. Now, before we move on to another great Canadian and even BC band, I wanted to bring your attention to some pretty full-on stuff. I actually found this out over the summer and have taken a while to find out a bit about it, but I knew it was in the back of my head and I wanted to talk about it here on the show. The Serengeti, which is a World Heritage National Park in Africa, is having some problems right now. The Tanzanian government is proposing a highway to be built through the Serengeti for commerce and especially mining. A lot of minerals for the iPad apparently are out that way. So this is a huge problem because obviously, as we all know, the Serengeti has extensive African wildlife and some pretty important migratory patterns through that national park. Some of the stuff that's vital that we need to watch quite closely and head off the threats include the 2010 UNESCO report warned of alarming levels of poaching in the Serengeti. The Lake Nation to the east of the Serengeti has repeatedly been targeted for mining. There are also plans on the drawing board and investors in the wings for a major international airport right next to the park, which obviously wouldn't be such a great idea. And new tourism development does not have proper planning or limits, especially for water supplies. So that along with this huge, ridiculous Serengeti Highway that they want to build as well. And it's really worrying because basically it's sort of the Tanzanian government is thumbing its nose at the fact that it's a protected site now and they want to build the commerce. They say that the government of Tanzania is planning to build a major commercial highway across the Serengeti National Park, linking the lake area of Victoria with eastern Tanzania. Scientists around the world agree this ill-conceived project would destroy a priceless world heritage that has been protected by the people of Tanzania since the birth of their country. It would also cause grave danger to that entire tourist industry. So this is a huge issue, and I've actually posted this link to our Facebook group so you guys can find out more. I think it's devastating that they want to do this on such a beautiful piece of land around the world, and it just shows how short-sighted it is as well. So I've been meaning to talk to you guys about it and let you guys know more about it. So if you want to know more, you can either find out the link on our Facebook page or you can go to www.savetheserengeti.org and that has all the information that you want. In the meantime, we're going to play some Mother. They're a 5-piece Canadian indie rock band and they were originally from Quandra Island, which is one of the islands in the Gulf, I assume, and is now based in Vancouver. Yay! This is their third album. It's their most recent. And it was produced by one of the members, Ryan Goudemont. And they're playing the 4th at May 4th at Vogue Theatre and the 5th at Commodore. I know that one of the shows is now sold out. I think it's the Commodore, but I can't be too sure. In 2010, Hayloft was available for download by donation at the newspaper, the province's website for the Project Haiti initiative, and all the proceeds went to the Red Cross Haiti Relief, which is still, Haiti needs your support because they are nowhere near back to where they were pre-earthquake. So we're going to keep Mother going. We've only got about 35 minutes left of the show, and this song is called Calm Me Down. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Hold my head in your hands to calm me down.
guy's beard? What's he got on his head?
Hey, buddy, we don't want your type here.
Yeah, what are you, some kind of terrorist?
Hey, be nice, okay? This bus is a safe harbor. This man deserves respect, doesn't everybody?
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for All. Pass it on.
Going out tonight, it's starting. We're more than ourselves, we are. A party, party, a lack of light, a tactless sun. To leave us with the buzz and run.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Vancouver's own Hey Ocean with their song Terribly Stable from their most recent album of a couple of years ago, It's Easier to Be Someone Else. I'm just feeling the Canadian Vancouver love vibe tonight, so I've tried to make sure I put a lot of Canadian bands and Vancouver bands in. Hey Ocean have done some work with the likes of Oxfam, and they played Music for Change in 2007, a benefit concert that supported Oxfam's work, especially around global poverty and the eradication of poverty over our lifetime. In there we had the Rural Alberta Advantage, which is a great band from their most recent album, Departing. That song was Under the Knife. Obviously, they're from Alberta. You wouldn't not want them to be from Alberta with that kind of name. They are a three-piece and they formed in 2005. I loved this little interview snippet that I found about them regarding how they met. The band had said in an interview, "We all hosted an open stage at the Winchester in Cabbage Town, and that led to us forming the RAA. Nobody ever came to our night, and now that place is a Tim Hortons. I'm not saying it was our fault. I'm just saying it's a pretty big coincidence. I mean, the place was around for 120 years, but less than 1 year with us. We have no regrets, though. We'll close as many venues as it takes." So I like that. That was quite. That gave me a little bit of a chuckle. That they had such a great outlook on. Their sort of starts, I guess, their beginnings or the embryonic stage of their band, but now they're doing some really good things, and that album, another example of a great Canadian band that I can see will go a long way. Now, we've only got another 20 minutes in the show, and I've got about four more songs to deliver to you guys. I also wanted to tell you that next week I'm taking a week off. It's Easter. I'm going for a hunt, and Marcus Luke, who actually did some shows for us while I was having my little sojourn in Australia over the winter holidays here, he helped us out. So he's actually going to come now on every third Thursday for the next couple of months to help me out while Christian's taking a break. And if you hadn't realized, Marcus Luke is not only talented on the radio, but also on stage as a drummer. He's in two bands and they're both playing this weekend, and I promised I'd give him a plug. You've got to love the perks of working with CITR. You get to promote your own stuff. Not that it's my stuff, but you know, my friends, my stuff, same thing. The first band is the Velvet Chameleon, and they're releasing their new EP, and it's their last live show for the next while because they're going to work on more recordings, which is kind of cool. So they're playing at the Cellar, which is on Granville Street, this Friday. Check out Velvet Chameleon on MySpace, and also Kill Matilda is back from Montreal, and they're playing Sunday the 17th at the Railway Club, which is a great venue. They're a bit more of a punk rock. The Velvet Chameleon, I'm not sure about them. I need to desperately check them out. So next week you won't hear my dulcet tones, you'll hear Marcus's insightful musings and wise words in this time slot. Okay, like I said, we've only got a little bit more to go, and I want to get all this music in before we leave. So the next band we're playing, which is a regular here on CITR, but you know what, this new album's just pretty stellar, so I wanted to play it. This is Iron and Wine. They've been around for a while. It's basically Samuel Beam. He's a American singer-songwriter, and he's released four studio albums and several EPs and singles. He occasionally tours with a full band. He's going to be playing Sasquatch this year. This is his fourth full-length album, and it was released in January 2011, and he's done some great stuff with some designs for Christmas for the Glass Cutters Union, I think. I'll have to get back to you on that one. But without further ado, this is Tree by the River. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
used to write letters, I used to sign my name. I used to sleep at night before the flashing lights settled deep in my brain.
Turning off the season. witness to the arc towards the sun. A neighbor's blessed burden within reason becomes a burden born of all in one. And nobody, nobody knows. Let the earth fall from our shoulders.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard the great The Decemberists with their most recent album, The King Is Dead. That was their song, Don't Carry It All. I have to say I'm a huge fan of this new album. It is smoking hot. They're actually playing Sasquatch. So if you guys are lucky enough to have tickets to Sasquatch, you'll be able to see a couple of the bands that I've featured tonight on the show. Before that, we had, do we really need to introduce it? Arcade Fire with their song We Used to Wait from their most recent album, The Suburbs. They pretty much cleaned up at the Junos this year and at the Grammys and at the Brit Awards. They won Album of the Year at the Grammys, Juno Award Album of the Year, and the Best International Album of the Year for The Suburbs. Everybody's loving The Suburbs. I hope that they tour soon. I've tried to find out if they're touring, but to no avail so far. I hope you enjoyed the show. I will see you in 3 weeks. Next week we have Marcus Luke, and then the week after, Are You Aware is on hiatus for a week because they have 24-hour Thunderbird Radio Hell, where we will play live music for 24 hours, which is kind of cool. I'm going to leave you with a great soul singer, Mavis Staples, who may or may not have had a little affair with Bob Dylan, but I will tell you about that another day. We've got Stereoscopic Redoubt coming up next with Darren G, so stick around. And this is a great song from her most recent album, Mavis Staples with You Are Not Alone. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language. recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Yeah.